Lawn mowing season is almost upon us. Early spring is a time to prepare your lawn and your lawn mower for the season. Spring preparation of a lawn develops deep, drought-tolerant roots that use less of our precious water resource. Each lawn is different. Factors like soil type, grass type, and the amount of sun or shade, and the time of year, all affect how a lawn should be watered. Train a lawn to use less water by soaking the root zone to a depth of 6 inches. To do that, water until the soil is moist but not saturated. Let that water soak in. Then add more water to push the moisture deeper into the root zone. It'll take some experimentation to figure out how much water your soil requires to be moist, but it's worth the energy because your grass will have deeper, drought-resistant roots. Mowing also trains lawns to be water efficient. Mow often enough that only 1/3 of the grass blade is removed. Use a mulching mower and leave the grass clippings. The clippings break down, adding organic matter and nutrients. The preferred mowing height of all the lawn grasses that grow in our region is 2.5 to 3 inches. Short-cut grass needs more water and is also more susceptible to weeds. Before starting your mower for the season, put in fresh oil and gas. Sharpen the lawn mower blade. A sharp blade makes a clean cut and prevents fraying the grass. Aerating the lawn in the spring is one of the most important ways to improve a lawn's water efficiency. Aerating lessens soil compaction. It lets air, nutrients, and water into the soil. Aerating is easiest when the soil is moist. Leave the plugs on top of the soil. As they break down, they add organic matter and nutrients. Back in the day, composted manure was the only organic fertilizer available. Now, there are organic fertilizers that are also environmentally friendly. These fertilizers have uniform nutrients and are easy to apply. We use an alfalfa-based organic fertilizer made in Loveland. It's high in organic matter, has all of the nutrients a lawn needs, and is adjusted for our region's soils. Looking around, the flowers are blooming, and spring has sprung. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.